Time now for your letters. The civilian deaths following the bombing in Khanna, Lebanon, was the big story last Sunday, and it prompted many letters, including this one from George Lucas of Los Angeles. As I listened to your story about the deaths of women and children in Khanna this morning, my 5-year-old son came into our bedroom to show me a toy he had received for his birthday. As he left the room, I wondered how I would feel if this gift, which God has given me, were killed for any reason. It's then that I began to see how suicide bombers must be born. If he were taken from me, my life would feel worthless and full of pain, while my anger toward those responsible overpowering. I pray that God, whoever or whatever he may be, can save us from ourselves. Jeffrey Lowell of Connecticut had a different perspective. We all weep for innocent civilians, he writes. Hezbollah targets the Israeli civilian population and hides behind Lebanese human shields. Israel warns the civilians to evacuate. What should the Israelis do? Should they allow Israeli women and children to be murdered, or should they fight against the aggression coming from Hezbollah? Have we become so numb to the death and suffering of Israelis that the only news is the collateral damage on the other side? The terrorist propaganda machine would have us believe that the Israelis are aggressors and they are the poor victims. On a different story, Stephanie Frampton of Somerville, Massachusetts, sent us this note. In the Weekend Edition story on the producer and musician Michael Brook, the actor Richard Burton is erroneously referred to as Sir Richard Burton. This knighted Burton was no Welsh actor, but rather the 19th century British explorer Richard Francis Burton. And on the same topic, Debjani Gosain of New Jersey wrote, while interviewing Michael Brook, Leanne Hansen said Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan's vocal sounded eerie. I am sorry, I beg to differ. I come from India, the land of Eastern classical music. Most of our classical music is very soothing and relaxing, and that little bit of music that I heard on air was enough to make me close my eyes and be at peace. It was the kind of music that takes you to a world away from this world of unrest, war, and terrorism. You can write to us by going to our webpage, npr.org, and clicking on the Contact Us link.